So I'm out on my nature walk, just getting in touch with myself, with my thoughts, with my feelings, with my values, understanding who I am and what my purpose is. And, you know, through today's thinking and through today's messages, compassion was the key component in my learning today. Compassion, understanding real true compassion. You know, everything gets thrown around so easily these days. Everything gets thrown around. Words get thrown around. Feelings get thrown around. But if you dig deep into each word and into each meaning, if you dig deep and dig down and drill down and break the word down, there is a whole new world that opens up. And today's word was compassion. And true compassion is having the ability to meet people at their level of awakening and not expecting change and not expecting them to be anything else other than that which they are. So true compassion is not expecting them to change. You know, coming from a country that was run by a dictator, growing up in a dictatorship, I saw wars, I saw so many bad things, I saw deaths, I saw unhappiness, I saw pain in people, I saw pain, I saw people going without food. Why? Because the country was not led by a compassionate man. There was no compassion, it was evil. It was evil. And there was an evil force that was in control and that was in charge. So people were expected to follow, and people were expected to change, and people were expected to be something that they are not. And because of that, there was always turmoil. There still is turmoil, because this energy still exists. So true compassion is having the ability to accept people for who they are and where they're at. Because ultimately, guys, we are all one, but we're all different. And different means we're all on our own separate journey experiencing this world, which means we're going to learn at different levels. We're going to mature and develop at different levels. We're going to awaken and have insights at different levels. So it's just ludicrous expecting people to change when they are not ready for change. Real awakening is when you master yourself, and when you have the ability to move up and down the scale and have the ability to meet people at their level. Let's call it the scale of compassion, or the scale of awakening. Let's call it, actually probably sounds better, the scale of awakening. And what happens is, you know, being able to change and adapt to other people's levels of awakening means we are constantly in control of our lives and of the situation, because we are not expecting anything other than that which they already are. So it's up to us as to how we control that situation. So a lot of people say they're compassionate, and oh, I have compassion, but you know, don't just throw the words around. Actually research the word, think about the word, and break it down, and learn so much from that word. One thing leads to another. Next thing you know, you've created this whole enlightenment around this just one word that you thought you knew the meaning of. You know, motivation. There are so many words. Motivation, inspire, confidence. You know, there are so many words, and all you do is drill down on each word and really study each word. You are then increasing your awakening around you and your understanding of these words. So today was a huge, I mean, I always had an idea of what compassion was, but today really hit home. And it was peaceful within me, knowing that I am always in control of me and never in control of anything else or anyone else. So I can only control me, and true compassion allows me to do that. True passion allows me to not worry or care about what other people think or what other people do or how other people think or how other people do things, because it's not within my control. And I have compassion and love for those people because they are on their own journey. And all I can do is, through my love and through my compassion, be an inspiration to help them get to where they are wanting to get to, if they are wanting to get to anywhere at all. That is not my place. But when people are ready to change and they resonate with my messages, then, you know, I'll gladly help, because that's what my purpose is, and that's what my journey is, just to grab people by the hand and pull them with me as I make my way through this journey. Peace, love and respect. JY the Catalyst.